Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler can do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call them exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
Cool. I keep waiting for that music to cut out, and it never
it eventually does.
Going and going.
Yeah, right about here. Listen.
What's that?
It's right here. Just going to listen. See? You see that nice little fade there?
Do I see what?
Nice little fade. You hear it now? See?
See? It's gone. It's there.
See? There you go.
Well, we caught the fade, and for a wonderful opening of the show, it is now Wednesday, July 11th, 2012, and this is DDP Radio, the best damn inspirational, motivational, everything that is DDP yoga, workout related shit on the web. It's us. We're right here. This is Sparky. I'm with Robert and Stacy. What's going on, guys?
Sparky, it is great to have you back.
Thank you. And, you know, we're working off some stellar stuff tonight, so I think we've all had wonderful weeks. I hope everybody else has. And hopefully a great kickoff to the month as well, because this is 30 days of the DDP yoga going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Both you guys in?
In spirit. I'm definitely in spirit.
I'm in. I did mine today.
That's cool. It's pretty cool. If everybody's noticed, we've got this like Facebook presence happening, and we've got the 30-day challenges coming up. And that is sort of coming up with Bill, who is our new social media dude. He's like the DDP yoga dude on Facebook and Twitter. So if you guys have noticed action ramping up a little bit there, it's all thanks to Bill getting the word out and sort of pumping up membership and, followers on both Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we're working together to get that all integrated with Team DDP Yoga and everything else. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job. I mean, we have a couple of speed bumps that we need to get over, but he's been really good. He's brought us to a level of interaction we haven't had before on Facebook, so it's really cool to see.
Yeah, definitely. It's like you've been seeing like the hashtag trending. That's DDP Yoga 30. That's his challenge. And for those of you who don't know about it, who might not have gotten into it, just because it started July 1st doesn't mean you can't start now and do 30 days of DDP Yoga. It's basically, you know, it's really simple. A lot of people ask questions about it, and, you know, what we're going to try to do with this show is to answer some of the questions that came up in the past couple of weeks, and, you know, the DDP Yoga 30-Day Challenge is one of them. It was just sort of a real simple thing. Hey, do DDP yoga for 30 days. And, you know, Bill threw it out there for a challenge, and we brought it over to Team DDP Yoga. So, you know, the folks and the team over there could know what's going on. And basically, put a DVD in and a workout in every morning, night, noon, whenever you do the workout. And basically, you know, that's it. Record it. There's a calendar out there. It's available several places. You can see it on the website, Team DDP Yoga. You can see it on Facebook. And that's just a tool for you to record your workout. But the idea is, you know, maybe take a pic of yourself right now if you haven't, or on day one when you started. Think of a move that you want to nail. I know a lot of people are trying to nail Black Crow. That seems to be like, that seems to be like the primo move for anybody who really wants to challenge themselves. So, which is actually pretty cool considering, you know, the level of most of the people who are starting right now. The majority of people came in from the Arthur bump, and they're about, what, 45 days old now, 50 days old?
It's getting close to about the two-month part, yeah.
So, I mean, for you guys to be thinking about Black Crow and holding that, nailing that for this 30-day challenge, that's awesome. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal for Katie Stifler out there. But, you know, and if you want to throw up a pick, basically at the end of the 30 days, go to Facebook, which is DDP Yoga on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter, at DDP Yoga on Twitter, and come over to teamddpyoga.com, and there's a blog with a challenge up there in the challenge center, actually, and post your pick there. You know, I think for Bill to catch it, make sure you also throw it on the Facebook page, you know, but, you know, we're trying to throw that up everywhere to get a little bit of buzz about it. And if you want everybody to see what you've been doing and be motivated by that, or what you've been motivated by other people or Arthur, do it. And it's going to be really cool to see all these people hitting some awesome moves. I know there's a guy, you guys know Robert Proctor from the chat. He kind of hangs out there every once in a while. He's got himself doing a side plank, which is pretty cool, in his steel-toed boots, which I think he was doing at work. But he's planning, I think, talking to him today on nailing like three or four moves that he's going to put up. So
he's
really involved in it. Yeah, which is pretty damn cool. I'm still trying to work on like the Black Crow myself. I mean, I can do that, but I've been seeing these pictures of people hitting, I call it a high Black Crow, but there are dudes and ladies hitting this, their arms are completely straight, okay? Their palms are planted, their arms are straight, their elbows aren't locked, because it's never good to lock your elbows, and Arthur can tell you all about that, but, you know, you never want to lock any joint, but their knees are like, instead of resting on sort of their elbows, are like all the way up high, almost in their armpits. And to hold that balance on your wrist, you know, where the fulcrum and all that weight is, that's killer. Yeah. I'd love to hit that.
It's major strength.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what are you looking at hitting, Stacey?
Well, this is really a ways off for me, and I don't even know what the name of it is. It's on the Strength Builder DVD, and there's a part kind of towards the end where you are bending over, and some of the people have like their hand looped around their back, and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's
I
funny
can't even get near that. I mean, I'm doing my own version of it, but that would be the ultimate for me to be able to do that.
It's funny, Stacey, because I was going to name the exact same move. I call it bound and gag, but
yeah.
Robert, we're not talking about the bedroom habit.
But yeah, because all that move is always giving me fits. I just one of these days I'll get it, but it's just that's the biggest pain in the ass.
I got something that may be advice, or you may think it's like ramping up the torture of that move trying to get it.
It
was one of the things I tried to hit a lot when I first started. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it can't be that bad. And then when my hip started pinching and screaming like Sparky F no.
Uh-huh.
I got to figure out a way to hit it. And what's interesting, it's, you know, you think it might be more tough to hit it this way, but, you know, your front leg,
mm-hmm.
that's just sort of a bent that you're wrapping around.
Yeah.
If you can kind of take your clasped hands, bring them
yeah.
sort of up underneath, higher up your thigh, almost to where they're resting around sort of where your thigh meets, you know, your butt.
Yeah.
And start to straighten that front leg out. So you're making almost like an A-frame with your legs.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
You get a tremendous hamstring stretch, but I actually think it's easier to hold your hands together because at that point you don't have as much mass of your body to wrap them around, if that makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe I could take a short video or at least a picture.
Oh, that would be cool.
Or,
I would love to see that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would like to give that a shot because the rep and burn has always been my nemesis.
And we got a couple people throwing up in the chat that it's good to hear others having issues with the rep and burn. It's definitely a challenging move. I'd say the rep and burn's an advanced move. It's right up there with Black Crow. I mean, the thing about it is you have to have your flexibility in. It's not like an incredibly huge strength move, but it definitely has required you to be flexible and have a lot of time put into the workouts already to make sure that flexibility is there to hit it.
Yeah, I see it more of a as an endurance move than it is flexibility. But yeah, absolutely.
And
true.
Balance.
True. Yeah.
Well, we've got. Is there anything? Because we've got three callers on hold. I know one is one of our kind of special guests, Terry. Do we have anything else? Is there anything else we want to get to before we start bringing the callers on?
Yeah, there's some other things we want to hit, but there's nothing that
okay.
we can't hit with other people on the line.
It's all you, bro. You let me know what you want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead. Who do we have?
Well, of course, as I mentioned, we've got Terry Lang.
Oh, hey,
Terry.
Hey,
what's up, godmother?
Hey, good to hear you guys' voices. And that wrap and burn, that was a major power move for me to be able to do that finally. I could always get up, finally stand up and fall over. And then I was just this year, I just all of a sudden I could just nail it. So
nice.
Keep working on it. I like what you said because I learned to put my hands, wrap them closer to the groin area for that support first. And just to stand up first, bent leg, you got to get the strength in the other leg and hold it just up before you can even kick out. But it is a great stretch, isn't it? It really
feels
good.
And like on that move too, it's like, you know, you might think of it tougher the way I described it, but the cool thing is like Dallas says, there's always someplace else to go. There's always some way to mod it. And I love doing it now where I sort of keep that leg bent, I grab it, and then I'll extend the move by going into that A-frame with my leg straightened out to get that real good hamstring stretch. It's just another interesting way to, you know, sort of loosen up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I know someone missed the hood ornament, too, because that's like a really great stretch. I love how it stretches the pec, chest out, and the arms when you got that full extension at the same time holding your core, you know. So that's a good one to cement there when you get a chest.
Yeah, great
stretch.
Hood ornament. I can nail hood ornament all day long, but that wrap and burn just gets me.
I agree. The move that I still am struggling when Dallas was here, he had me working on that crow,
mm-hmm.
and I told him I just have baby triceps and my knee was killing me no matter where I put it. He was telling me don't be whining, so I took a picture. I have all these bruises up and down the back of my arm.
Are you putting your knee like right into the back of your arm, or do you kind of like rest your knees to the sides?
Well, I first was aiming outside, and he said that was my trouble because then I was pinching. So I moved it in closer to the knee. So I don't know where the bruises came from, probably all over because I had many blotchy bruises.
Well, they probably came from Dallas trying to teach you.
Yes.
Probably. Lordy. I'm trying to work on that, but I did take pictures of evidence. I was not really just only whining. It really hurt. I know I have to get a muscle to hold it up there or something back there. So any advice on that silly crow? I don't know. Or do it, can I get pads and put it back on my arm? Does anybody have any trouble with that?
No. Well, my trouble was is that I couldn't balance, but when I moved my knees to the outside of, or outside of my elbows, that's when I started to be able to nail it a lot better.
So outside, because he's having me move in, and I don't know, then my elbow to my bony elbow to the knee. So try out.
Yeah, because I have really long legs, so that may have been it for me. So I would say experiment with moving your knees around a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually ended up doing what Dallas told you to mod away from, because I've got the bony knees too, and I felt like they were just stabbing my triceps. So I just slid them to the sides, which, of course, to hold them, it requires me to pull in on my abductors a little bit more, kind of squeeze.
Okay.
But that helped out. That helped out pretty well for me. So, but yeah, for all those people doing that, if you've got any questions on the moves, for your 30-day challenge, and you're looking and thinking that you really want to hit something, you've got Robert, you've got myself, Stacy, Terry, Arthur, everybody who's on the site, whoever you feel comfortable with, hit us up. We'll help you nail it, because I would love to see like the collage of moves that in positions that people are going to hit at the end of July. It's going to be really cool.
Hey, thanks for forgetting me.
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah.
Robert can do much more than solve your shipping and technical issues.
That's not me who said that, bro.
No, that wasn't Robert that said that.
Was that Doug?
You got it.
You,
hey,
you
Doug.
You don't have to worry about this guy. Something wants to hear?
I'm in the States right now.
Hey.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So, can I intro you, bro, real quick?
Sure.
Awesome. So anybody who's listening who's heard us talk in the past couple weeks or past couple months, and we talk about Doug Stefan, the Monstivator, who is worldwide with DDP Yoga, most recently in Germany hitting it. A lot of you have done his mods for the knees and have seen his recoveries, because he is like the Tin Man who has completely rehabilitated himself every time he's had a surgery with DDP Yoga. This guy can nail anything, and when he has the time, he pretty much he can talk to everybody on Team DDP Yoga within one day. Doug is like the original motivator and like a blueprint for anybody who wants to own their life with DDP Yoga, and that is the Monstivator, Doug Stefan, who's with us right now. What's up, buddy?
Thanks, bro. Oh, no, everything's going real well right now.
I wish we had some applause sound effect after that intro, man, really.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Terry.
How are you? Tell me about what's going on.
Oh, I'll call you and talk offline on what's been going on.
Yeah, tell me about your workouts, though, and your rehab, and how you feeling.
I feel good. You know, I had the microfracture surgery in April, and I started doing my workouts shortly after that. I had to stay on the crutches, and I was posting some videos on the site, basically doing the one-legged stuff. And then I've just, you know, progressed and got back into doing everything. You know, I was doing extreme and just, you know, just doing whatever I felt like in there, and everything's been going pretty well.
That's cool. Hey, guys, we actually got a really good a panel to ask this question too right now. There's Dustin's in the chat, and this is a pretty popular question right now, and it's about heart rate and really getting your heart rate into it and getting some really solid engagement in. And I know there's a couple videos that have been floating around, but I know Doug, we put up with some of the originals about engagement and trying to make it easy for people to get engaged. You want to start with that one?
Well, yeah, there's a few small things, especially the way you position your feet. You know, they could be turned in, turned out, and it's just the slightest modifications, because I initially had a problem getting my heart rate up. My heart rate is very low. It starts out normally around in the 40s. And a lot of doctors, like, you know, I have the heart of a triathlete or triathlon, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it was a small thing. So when I was doing engaging, I was only get up to like 90. And so when I, the first time I worked out with Dallas, you know, he just showed me my foot was a little turned out. I needed to turn it. I needed to do just the smallest little things, and that jacked my heart rate up right there. The biggest thing I can think of is one thing that I've always initially had a problem with was I wasn't pulling my adductors together like a scissors. I wasn't trying, you know, pulling them together. So when I do the moves, I thought I was, but then I wasn't pulling them together. And that really helped jack my heart rate up on that one.
Yeah. One of the things I think is pretty cool, if you can do this, if you have a partner at home, you know, everybody tells you in specifically what Doug said, you want to engage everything. But what's really cool is if you have somebody who can watch you do it, have them start at your fingers and your hands and try to squeeze your fingers together. You should be pushing against the pressure of their hand trying to close your fingers together hard enough that they can't close your fingers down. The same with, like, your forearm and your arm and your biceps. Have them start to try to move your arm down or push your arm down. You should be pressing hard enough against that they can't do that. And when they remove the pressure from your arm, you should keep that tension, that resistance in your arms. And just think about that all over your body, having them push against you in different ways. That's one way I've found to help people, if you can get in front of them to sort of help them feel what engagement actually is like. Casey or Terry, do you have anything that you guys have done with dynamic resistance and helping people that's really shown them how to get their engagement up?
Well, Dallas and I were talking this week because sometimes my heart rate, because I'm in pretty good shape, well, you know, I kind of almost drift back into yoga-like sometimes. I'll start out, you know, aggressive and engaged, and then I start going into some postures more zen-like or something. And some of it is when my heart rate just drops low again to put in some more of the arm movement, because that's when I refocus and re-engage, you know, and the pushes and pullbacks and grunting and fisting out and stuff. And so to add those, because I pretty much just do my own kind of workout, and you told me to keep doing that because I've been doing it a long time, but whenever I get back in to add more arm movement, and also like Doug had mentioned, I was tightening, but I wasn't like pulling in and focused on pulling together and that, but for me it's adding back more sets of the arm movements because I'm trying to build up my shoulders and triceps, since they're baby triceps, he said. So sometimes that helps instead of just some of the posture holding and that, to put more arm movements back in, fists out, and it was kind of pull back with your arms and pushing through, and that will get that heart rate up too.
Yeah, and you know what I do? As the workouts have gotten easier for me, my weight went down, right. And I'm like, Doug, I have a low heart rate, you know, naturally. As Dallas is explaining some of the moves, and there's a little, you know, even a few seconds of downtime, I'll do something cardio, like, you know, some quick knee lift or a rocket kick or anything to get my heart kind of pumped a little. So that's
yeah.
The trick I use.
That's actually a good trick. It's like, you know, one of the things like Terry mentioned about once you start doing it and your heart gets stronger, and like Doug said, your cardio gets a little bit better, it gets a little tougher to ramp it up. You know, even at the beginning, if you're trying to figure out your weight, just dropping and doing some, you know, warrior push-ups, some slow burn push-ups, that'll get you going.
Right.
You know, the more muscle, I mean, you're forced to get your chest, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms completely engaged when you're doing that. So there's a quick couple of tips for you. You know, one of the last
there's nothing wrong with as I've been doing, like kind of reinventing your own, because you're taking what you need and what area you might need to work a little more. Because sometimes when I find, even with my clients who will use the videos, if you're constantly watching and not listening, sometimes it's bad for your neck position. But because of there's lapses and gaps in conversation, once you kind of know what you want to do or the time limit you're going to do it, and you know those certain little extra things you have to do, like you say, add in that push-up, drop down and do that, or the arm movement, because it is all about making it your own. and what it takes to have to or do a few more balance poses with the arm movements and stuff at the same time. Try doing a few of those and make it your own to know what you pay attention to your heart rate enough to know as it drops what you have to drop down and interrupt.
And the fact is, on your feet, if you're on your feet, the calf raises are perfect.
The what is?
Calf raises.
Calf raises are pretty.
Yeah, they're real great to do if you're on your feet and you want to do a little extra.
Exactly.
Okay. And hopefully that gets you guys straight on some heart rate stuff. If you still have questions, pop in at teamdpyoga.com and grab one of us, and we'll definitely be more than happy to get you through it. If you're listening, right now we're on Blog Talk Radio, DDP Radio. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 347-994-1216. And you'll get Robert, just let him know who you are and where you're calling from, and we'll get you on. I know we have a couple callers there. We'll get to you in 1 second. If you want to throw us a question and you're in the chat, you can do so at ddpradio.com, throw up the chat room. And we'll get you there. Robert and I are both in there. Just give us a second. We'll catch up with you. So, Robert, you said you got something to throw out to the people.
Yeah, and I kind of jumped the shark earlier when I brought Terry on before you finished your announcement. So I want to make sure we get this out of the way near the top of the show. Is do you want to go ahead and make the announcement for who's going to be on the show next week?
Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Ryder, folks, man, he is going to be on this show, which is going to be airing next Wednesday. Man, you talk about one of the premier talents of WWE that has rocked DDP Yoga and can really, really handle himself in the ring and with DDP Yoga. This is the guy.
Absolutely. I mean, he is, not only does he love DDP Yoga, but he's such a huge supporter. And a lot of these guys, when they're doing some of these workouts, they don't talk about it. But he's always talking about it. So it's going to be really, really cool to have him on the show next week.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, and one of the best things, when we had Jericho on, there was such a huge outpouring.
Yes.
And the crazy thing is Zack Ryder is he rode himself to the pinnacle with just a lot of social media and a lot of internet support. I mean, he was a self-proclaimed internet champion. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, normally when guys are get the word that creative has nothing for you right now, they just kind of sit by the sidelines. But he didn't do that. He reinvented himself and called himself the internet champion and started his own YouTube thing and got a huge, he's over like 9 million followers now. People have viewed his video. So he completely remade himself, which, is just an awesome story.
Oh, it is. And, watching his career and what he's doing, man, there's big things he's done. And I'm sure there's big things to come. And, it's great that he's such a friend of DDP Yoga. He's such a friend to DDP, and he's going to be a friend to DDP Radio, and you're going to get to hear him next week. So don't forget next week's show.
Yes.
And that's going to be awesome. I'm actually really, really looking forward to that. So
absolutely.
And after that, just to roll with some more of the announcements, is we got the Retreat Extravaganza coming up just in a couple weeks right after Zack Ryder's here on the show, so lots of exciting things coming up for DDP Yoga, so hang in there with us on Facebook at DDP Yoga and follow all the updates on Twitter at DDP Yoga on Twitter. So let's grab one of those callers.
Okay, let me see. The first one is from the 717 area code.
That's me. It's Boomer.
Hey, brother.
Boomer.
Hey, Boomer.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing? First of all, I want to welcome back Sparky. We missed him for a couple weeks there. So I just wanted to do that. And I was going to talk about that Steve Hughes project, but when you brought up the heart rate zone, it's funny you brought that up because today I got an email from a new guy that I, you know, welcomed. His name is Patrick. I think it's Patrick Garcia, and he had a problem like we all do. I had the same problem with the heart rate zone,
mm-hmm.
trying to get into it. So what I did was I put together. Sparky had just written a little blog this week or last explaining about the heart rate zone. You have Don Judd's video out there, so I put that in there. And then on the transformation page of the DDP Yoga, there's Diane, who I completely missed when I was deciding whether to buy or not. You know, I looked at everybody's transformation, not just Arthur's, and I just missed Diane's. And so when I had problems with my, you know, staying in the zone myself, I went back and read some of those. And I think DDP himself mentioned Diane like last week or the week before.
Yes.
So I put a blog out there with all three of those things. And I got this wonderful letter from this guy, Patrick Garcia, saying he read it, he tried it, and his heart rate jacked up to like 145 today. And he said he couldn't believe how hard energy was. Once he actually jacked up his rate compared to what it was yesterday. But I told him, I said, even if you don't get into that rate, you know, there could be a lot of reasons. It could be medication, it could be a lower heart rate, resting rate, all that stuff. You're still gonna get results. I mean, I wasn't in my burning zone or whatever that is, you know, for the first 3-4 weeks, but I was, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. I've lost a lot. So you know, you want to get there, but I wouldn't just say, oh, I'm not doing good if I'm not there, because there could be many reasons you're not there. And, you do have resources out there that you can learn it. So that's one thing. I just heard that on the thing. The reason I really called was to push, Steve Hughes and inspire the movie. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but I'm going to post it in the chat room again. There's a member out there, Christina Ahn, and she has a thing in the general discussion called Make It Count. And she's actually willing, if you read this when I post it, she is, I don't know how she's doing it, but she's actually willing to match people's donations to the Kickstarter project.
Oh, wow.
To a certain point. Huh. Now, I don't know how she's doing it, and I think it's great. I wish I could do that. But since I started, when I joined, there was like 3,500 members. You know, I joined in May, and there was 3,500 members. Now there's about 7,800, 7,700. And, I mean, we should be able to get this movie made. We only got till the 21st, and I know, you know, money's tight. Not everybody can donate. That's fine. But what everybody could do is they could get to that Kickstarter page, go onto your own Facebook page, and send it out there and ask all your friends and family to help. Tell them what it's done for you. You know, because I tell everybody, when people say, how are you losing that weight? I say, man, it's yoga. Yoga? I say, well, it's not your mama's yoga. It's DDP yoga. And I really do try to get everybody within ear distance of, you know, to give this a shot. Because I firmly believe that it's changed my life. It's saved my life. It not only changed my life, it saved my life. I mean, 2 years ago, I almost died in a hospital of congestive heart failure. And today I'm alive, you know. I mean, I'm losing weight. I lost this weight, then I gained it back, and now I've lost it again, and it's gone to stay because now I know that, you know, I'm not on a diet anymore. This is the way I eat now. This is food is fuel. It's not, you know, it's not anything else but fuel. And I love where DDP says you wouldn't put, you know, kerosene in a car, so don't put junk in your body. You know, something like that is what he says.
Yeah.
And that's what I say myself.
But I told him, Boomer, I said, you don't pee in your gas tank, so you don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in the car.
And so thank you for that, because that really changed my mindset about food, and I'm eating clean, and I'm, you know, and I'm not in the challenge. I was going to be in the challenge, but I'm rehabbing my knee. DDP said, go ahead and check your ego at the door. Do what you need to do for your knee. So I go to the gym 3 days a week. I go into the pool. Today I did the bike. And what I'm going to do, you said, you know, anybody can join right now if they want on that 30-day challenge. I printed out the calendar. I have it there. I'm just going to cross out July and put September or October whenever I decide to do it. And I've already taken a picture of what I'm working on. I'm working on the hood ornament because when I try it, you know, because I have really bad balance, I fall.
Yeah.
So I just want to be able to do a hood ornament without falling. If I can get a picture of me or a video of me doing a hood ornament without falling, that would be a success. Wrap and burn, yeah, that would be great. Doing Black Crow, maybe a couple of years from now. But what I want to do is I just want to get good balance. So that's, that's it.
And boom, one of the things to tell people is like, you know, with hood ornament and getting that in balance, when you pull that off, now I know there's some other stuff going on with you. That'll be a huge thing for you, right?
Yes, that'll be a very very huge thing for me because you know I have a walker, so I usually use my walker to hold onto. But you know, on that you got the one arm out and you're holding the one leg back, and you really can't. So I just fall and. And I really need to get my balance. And I am doing a workout every day. I do breathing and wake up every day. And I do. I do red hot core almost every day because I'm trying to get my stomach. I don't want all the flab since I'm losing all this weight.
Yeah.
So I do that. But like I only do DDP yoga workouts, and it's usually energy or fat burner. And now I've thrown in stand-up, and I do that twice a week. So I guess I do, like, four workouts a week, and then 3 days a week I go to the gym, and I just give DDP yoga a rest, other than, you know, the red hot core and the breathing and the wake-up. I love the wake-up because I had a bad knee. So, anyway.
You're a regular triathlete.
yeah, I guess. But it will be important because I actually go back to my Parkinson's doctor on I think it's November 15th, and they're going to give me a balance test. And when they pull me by my back and push me to the side, if I can hold my balance somewhat, she said, you can ride the bike. And I already bought the bike. So,
yeah,
you know, hopefully,
awesome.
I can ride the bike in November because I got grandkids, and I really, all I want to do, I don't want to ride 55 miles, even though I rode 12 miles on the stationary bike today. I don't want to ride all that riding. I just want to ride around a block with my grandkids when they come to visit. I just want to be on a bike with my grandkids, you know. And so for me, it'll be really, really good if I could do that hood ornament or any of the balanced ones without falling. And there are some I could do. I mean, when I first called, I don't know if I talked to Stacy about this. She was on there. I know DDP was on there. I think Sparky was. When I was first doing Red Hot Core and what's that called? When you the seated bat, and when I started to pull my legs apart, I just fell on my butt and rolled all over. And I asked in that show, it was maybe about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I said, will I ever be able to do this? And I think Stacy said, yeah, you'll be able to do it. Just keep doing it. Now I can rock that. Now I don't fall. But when I was falling, after everybody said I couldn't do it, said I could do it, and I wasn't doing it, I just decided I'm not going to let this beat me up. I'm going to laugh about it. When I'm rolling on the floor like a drunk sailor, I'm just going to get back up and try it again. And if I fall again, I'm just going to laugh. And I'm going to get back up and try it again. And if I fall again, I'll laugh. Well, now I don't fall, so I don't laugh when I'm doing Red Hot Core. Actually, I suffer when I do Red Hot Core because I'm actually doing it right now. And it does burn your abs a little bit, so.
Yeah, just a little.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to call in, and basically what I really want to do is just say hi to everybody there, hi to Doug, and, I want to put a pitch in. I don't know if you guys gave the push-up challenge to anybody,
Not yet. I still got to do that. I'm in the process of going through that stuff. I've been hitting a lot of deployment stuff, so that's still coming. So.
Well, you know, Val did it with her two daughters on her back. She did, I think it was a 6-minute push-up, slow burn push-up, with her two daughters on her back. So, I mean, that would be an automatic. You know, you shouldn't have to look at anybody's. It should be Val. No, I'm only kidding.
Are you serious, 6-minute push-up?
What?
6-minute push-up?
Yeah, I am kidding about that. But you ought to check out Val anyway. And Kate. And a couple others.
What are you doing here today? Thanks for the call, brother. No.
And nice
here's
talking to you as all. Bye.
Well, there's Boomer, a super guy who came in with the Arthur Boost. We heard him talking about
his Parkinson's a little bit. You heard him talking about his balance. And the guy's going to hit hood ornament, and he has the determination, the focus. He's going to be riding a bike at the end of this year, which is awesome for him. So Boomer is like Captain Energy. So, Boom, thanks for the call, man. We got a couple other people we want to get to, but if you haven't called, you want to, 347-994-1216. You guys.
Hey, next? Sparky, are you hearing a lot of static or noise, or it sounds like a wind tunnel?
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
I'm trying to figure out what's coming there. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
much better.
Sound like
there
a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Or that's just
cool.
Sparky being full of hot air. I don't know. One of the two.
Yeah, he was exhaling it takes a while.
Hey, who do we have?
We have area code 603.
Yo, what's up, Sparky, Robert, and Stacy? It's Mike Mullins. How you guys doing?
Hey, brother.
Yo, Mikey.
How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
First thing, I got a question for everyone. I'm going to hit the chat and ask you guys, too. But first off, I want to say, coming from a radio guy, I've been doing this 12 years. We kind of laugh at a lot of the internet radio out there, but you guys do a great job. You guys, like, really keep it topical and on topic, and it's a pleasure to listen to you guys. It really is, and it's not a lot of internet radio like that, so.
Dude, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, because I know Sparky has nothing to do with that because he sucks, but
they'll carry me. I'm the weight.
He's we refer to him as the anchor.
Nice. I get that a lot too. So, and I want to apologize to DDP first of all, because my girlfriend came out last night. She was sleeping in bed, and she's like, "Who are you swearing at?" I'm like, "DDP." I was doing a double black diamond, and the last push up, the 10-second push up, and he calls out 20 at the end. I'm like, "You son of a!" And I just started yelling at the TV. She comes out and all mad at me. So I want to apologize to DDP for talking some smack about him behind his back. But first of all, I want to say the 30-day challenge, I have been rocking it. It's actually my 50-day challenge. I started the 50-day challenge about 50 days before Mexico, hoping that I'd hit Mexico 50 days straight within Mexico, and I'm kind of bumped that up so I can add the 30-day challenge on top of that.
Wow.
But yeah. My workouts have really amped up, and it's just crazy how far I've come. Coming from the first time I did this, almost 120 days ago, it'll be 120 days on the 17th, I couldn't do half of energy. After I did half of energy, I sat in the bathtub for about an hour and then couldn't stand the next day. I was so sore. And it's coming from doing that, not being able to do a 3-second push-up on my knees, to now being able to do a 20-second push-up and did my first double black diamond session in 120 days. Holy Christmas.
That's awesome.
It's just, and that's what it is. Like, every time I went to the gym before, I'd hop on the treadmill. I'd do the bare minimum, only enough so people wouldn't notice that I got off too soon. And with this workout, it's like, it really is. Seeing yourself grow is enough motivation to keep going. It's just, you can't deny, it's not bullshit. You can't deny the fact that I can do double black diamond where I couldn't complete energy before. That's like seeing growth. A lot of these workouts, you know you're growing, but you don't see it like every day because you see yourself, but you really realize this workout how much you've grown.
And Mike, just so people know, I mean, they know your diesel on the workouts. Where are you with your eating so people know when they look at your progress?
First of all, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you about. I'm doing the gluten-free, dairy-free. As of late, I've had some trouble. And I'm still eating fantastic, 150% better than I ever was.
Yep.
But that's what I want to hit you guys up with is, I don't know if any of you guys, like anybody in the chat or anyone here deals with this, but I despise, like I gag on vegetables. I'm really trying really hard to train myself to like them. When I was with DDP driving him around last month, he told me that it takes 12 times to like really like something, like get used to something, and I'm just trying so hard to like them, which makes it really hard for my gluten-free lifestyle because, like, if you just – you know, the vegetables bulk up your sizes and your portions, and, you know, you get a lot of filler food with the vegetables. So I'm really trying hard to like that. And recently I've gotten myself in some situations where I haven't been prepared, you know, cookouts, camping, all that kind of stuff, where I didn't have the right options, and I kind of, you know, cheated a little bit, which is allowed. You can have an occasional cheat. But I'm just trying to – what's that?
If you're hitting it like you are.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, still trying to figure out the gluten-free diet and getting a groove that works for me. And actually, my weight has stayed the same. Not stayed the same. I'm about three pounds down from where I was at this time at 17 of last month. But I tell you, I am leaned down. Like I have muscles. I've never had muscles. I look at my. I'm like flexing all the time. My girlfriend's exhausted by me. She's like, "You're really flexing again." I'm like, "I just can't believe they're there." But it's just like, and a lot of people use that as a cop out. Like, oh, I had ring dings, so I
didn't. Take care of yourself. It'll last longer.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, who are on diets and stuff, use that like as a cop out. It's like, oh, I had 14 ring dings. That's not the reason I gained weight. It was because of the muscle I gained. But it really is. I think it is the muscle.
Yeah, let me ask you about the veggies, though, because you hit a big thing that a lot of people talk about, because people look at that and they think lettuce and broccoli.
Yeah.
What have you tried? What are you eating
Like for dinner tonight, I had a baked potato with salt and pepper on it, and I had a big honking piece of DDP told me to get the air chilled chicken. Was it the air chilled chicken, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He had me get that. So I got that, and I put some gluten-free breadcrumbs on it. I had that and baked potato, and I did some corn. But I mean, I'm eating well, but I'm just the vegetables are just beyond me. I talked to someone in the chat yesterday who said try some seasonings on it, which I'm going to try. But it's to the point where I'm gagging when I try them, and but I'm still eating really well. Like, because before my dinner would be a Domino's pizza, like a pizza, not a piece of pizza, a pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm completely changed from that, but it's just the point where I need to get. I'm going to try juicing. I'm really going to focus on that in the next couple months. I just bought a juicer online last night after someone in the chat actually suggested it, and so I'm going to try to do that to get my vegetables in. But it's just really hard for me right now, not being a vegetable guy and trying to get there and incorporating that in the gluten free diet, which will help immensely.
This is Terry. And I think the good way to do it when you don't want to eat a lot of vegetables, and it's really the healthiest way. They're not cooked.
Yeah.
And just put your apple in there or start with as much fruit kind of in there as you might need to first swallow it down.
Yeah.
Or make sure your juice is like the sweeter vegetables, you know, some carrots and an apple and some celery and a beet. Beets are kind of sweet. And, you know, start simple.
That's what turned me on to it, is they said in the chat that you can disguise the vegetables. Like, you'll have, like, an apple juice-tasting drink with, like, spinach in it. And that's what really turned me on to it. I mean, do you guys know about V8 at all? I mean, is that – I know it's not the best option, but if for someone who doesn't eat vegetables, is that, like, something you can drink? Because I can enjoy that.
What I've done is hide it with, like, an organic juice.
Yeah.
I actually do this in my blender. I'll take blueberry smoothies and – I'll do some organic juice with some frozen blueberries. I might take some frozen spinach and toss in that because the blueberries cover that up. The sweetness of the blueberries cuts that sort of, I don't know, the flavor of the spinach. And then maybe a little rice milk or almond milk if I feel like it get a little bit more sweet. That's a good way in the morning for me to hide it in there in the morning. I like to chop up like a bunch of different flavors of eggs, vegetables in my eggs. So I'll do like celery, carrot, pepper. But the seasoning is key. I like a little curry. If you like a little Indian, possibly a curry, a little onion powder on it, you know, and that'll flavor it up for you. I've tried this once, and actually Andy just mentioned it. Andy Fields in the chat, mashed cauliflower. I've taken food processor, throw it in there with some oil, some salt, some pepper, curry again, because that's really a distinct flavor. If you like it, it can do a lot for you. And blend that up with a little rice milk, and it comes out like sort of the consistency of mashed potatoes.
Oh, nice.
If you're not a salad guy, or if you are a salad guy and it's just been lettuce, gotta watch the DDP salad video.
I just watched that last night, and I told my girlfriend we're making it tomorrow, and I'm trying it with like the vinegar, the apple cider vinegar and stuff.
Do that, Mike, because I was not a huge vegetable guy myself. I've grown to love broccoli. I'll eat a bag of broccoli with just like some salt, onion, and pepper on it. But the DDP salad, I am like, I consider myself a master of the DDP salad now. I get like 3 or 4 lettuces in it. I get carrots in it. I'll get maybe some chopped up almonds or cashews in it. For every sweet I put in then, I put a hot in. So I'll put like jalapenos, banana peppers. I'll put some cubanellas in. I'll throw some, you know, diced up apple, maybe some dried cranberry in it, and with a variety of vinegars, maybe red wine vinegar, maybe white wine vinegar, and just a little bit of oil.
one thing you've got to watch about oil is that for each serving of, like, an extra virgin olive oil, you're talking about 120 calories.
I think
Yeah, and a lot of people on average put about 3 tablespoons in. So if you're watching calories, it's like 720 calories for the salad.
Oh,
you don't need a lot. It goes a long way. The vinegar will help. But the more stuff you throw in there, throw the kitchen sink in, you are going to love that salad and chop it. That way you don't have to sit there and grind on it like a cow all day, you know, because that's part of it, too.
I'm actually reading Wheat Belly right now. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, put everything you like or could learn to like in a salad. The more you chop like crazy, make a big batch, eat on that.
I'm actually reading Wheat Belly, and I think that's going to bring this to the next level, is just killing the gluten-free, because I'll do it for like a week and a half, and then I'll have like a bad day, and then I'll do it for another week and a half, but it's going to bring me to the next level, because this is something I want to do forever. Reading Wheat Belly scared me off the wheat. It's just just getting there and getting where I need to be is just,
like,
I need to get into a groove. I need to make this like, I don't have to think about it, you know? I know what I can eat, and I know what I can't eat. And right now, I've got an app on my phone. Like, before I eat anything, I hit the app on my phone, the gluten-free app. And I need to get to a point where I'm familiar with it enough that I can just go and do it. And that's going to bring my workouts.
I agree. It changed my life and my body again, like 10 years later. And I was really excited because I wanted to tell you about the food that I found that Dr. Davis mentioned in Wheat Belly.
Mm-hmm.
You might be interested in this. He talked about the konjac root, and it's a noodle. It's his version of pasta. And finally, my whole family had it. You have to try it. So I bought two of them. It's in the refrigerator section, the shirataki noodle, it's called, and it was in a fettuccine shape and then a spaghetti shape. So tonight, I told Warren, look what I found, and my husband's always like, oh, dear, you know. So anyway, I had that in it, and it's a Japanese root, and it swells in water, so it comes in a refrigerator section in a watered package, and you just strain before you use it and just warm it quickly up, and I had it with the wok with some shrimp and all these vegetables, and I'm going to serve it as a spaghetti. But it has like 4 carbs. It's a root.
Konjac root? C-O-N-J-A-C?
K-O-N-J-A-C. Konjac root. And it's very fibrous. So it's a filling vegetable, but you're feeling like you're eating a noodle. It's kind of a sturdy noodle because I have the fettuccine thicker, but it's a wider one. So it's like a bulk noodle when you eat it. But it was delightful. It felt like I had noodles in my food, and I can't wait to try the pasta. And my husband ate it, so it must have been at least okay because I put strange stuff in front of him.
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh yeah, I encourage you. And it wasn't that expensive. Sometimes some of this stuff can run you higher end, but I think it was a couple bucks for the bag. It was a couple of servings, but it was really fun because since reading Wheat Belly, I hadn't had anything like that, and rarely a carb, even brown rice, just a tiny serving since March.
Oh, wow.
And it was just fun to have it, so it felt good to eat it. And, it was so good for you. And
I'm about halfway through Wheat Belly right now, so I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about that stuff.
Look it up, Google it up, and I guess it must have been on Dr. Oz's show, because there were several things about this Japanese, Chinese, Indonesian root, and so hopefully other stores will get it. That's going to be the trick, is it's just not going to be everywhere for sure. And my hope is it's just gotten it in. So, and I guess it's a supplement. When I looked online, it's a dietary supplement because it's very filling because of its fiber.
Oh, wow.
And appetite suppressant. And it is egg and dairy-free and gluten-free and all that.
It's got to be too good to be true. It's got to be like some kind of LSD, like symptoms or something.
Exactly. You could probably smoke it or eat it. I don't know.
Nice. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for taking my call, and you got a lot of helpful stuff there. So,
awesome. Thanks. All right,
bye, guys.
Take care, bro.
See
you.
Take care,
see you, Sparkles. See you guys.
Nice.
That's great, man. The Sparkles is back. Somebody brought that to light, and it was like, call me Sparkles, and it kind of like took off. And then it kind of died when they left, and Mikey Foley brought that back. Don't worry, I'm preparing the DDPY or DDP Yoga musical. you know, and Sparkles will be in full effect next time he goes to Mexico. So be sure, you know, to book early for when I show up at the Retreat Extravaganza, because it's going to be amazing. So,
yes, and he is bringing the bear costume.
So we got somebody else waiting?
Yes, we do. Area code 518.
Area code 518.
No, guys, that's just me. I got cut off. I was in a dead zone, and I guess I thought I was on the air, but I wasn't. Everything I said about juicing didn't get heard.
But I'm sure it was extremely helpful.
But actually, the juicing thing is a good thing, because Mikey hit it, and, you know, to really help people, if you're on a plateau, one of the things, I was on a plateau real quick.
Hold on.
And what bumped me off of that, I went to quick juice fast for a couple of days to a week, and it was an awesome thing to just sort of go into sort of a detox, a cleanse, and it kind of pushed me right off of that, plateau. Then the other benefit of it is what Terry brought in, and if you don't like your veggies, juice them, because you can hide. An apple-orange base or an apple-carrot base is a great way to get, you know, your carrots, some veggies in, some great, you know, nutrients in, and with all the sweetness of an apple.
Well, I wanted to share something. I haven't tried this, but I don't have a juicer. I was reading in a magazine that if you don't have one, just use a blender and then strain it, you know, strain the pulp. So I'm going to try that, because I don't really want to have another appliance on my shelf unless I really have to. So I will let you guys know how that works. Sounds like a good idea.
Well, cool. One thing about blenders, about juicing, Deb, the speed of a blender, kind of, especially a Vitamix blender, something would heat it and kind of kill those enzymes that a juicer doesn't do. And Dallas and I did a film the juicing, but one of the cheaper ones, I've had Jack LaLanne's juicer before, and I burned it out over years. But I just got a Hamilton Beach, and Consumer had liked it best, and it's one of the cheaper ones, like $70 or so. And yeah, I got more bang for the buck, more juice and less pulp, but spun it out well in it. And so it was a good thing. But a blender is still a good thing, but you have to know it changes stuff.
Yeah.
The chemistry of it. So that's one flaw. But now I will put spinach or kale in my J-Rob shake, knowing that, you know, it's getting some fiber, but it's just slightly different.
Well, for people who are listening, I know the next question is going to be, every time we talk about juicing, there's sort of a flurry, and Team DDP goes on, what juicer do I get? So really quickly, to hit with what Terry was saying, blender's okay, you'll get some stuff, you'll get the pulp, kill some nutrients. The next thing is like a centrifugal juicer, and that's your Jack LaLanne or your Braville juice fountain. Those are going to be at a cost point of about around $100 to $150. Jack LaLanne's going to be the lower cost model. The Braville's going to be the higher cost. Actually, just about the same. Centrifugal means it's got a basket that spins after it chops up the veggies to get the juice out.
Hamilton Beach is cheaper, the one I got.
And they're cool, and everybody will have their favorite for some reason, but cost to stay below. You get your Hamilton Beach, like she said, about $70, Jack LaLanne about $100, and then the Braville at about $150. Now, when you're going to jump up from that, the masticating juicer, and all that means it sort of, instead of chopping up the veggies and stuff, it sort of smashes and squishes the juice out of the vegetables. Those are going to be the next ones up, and I think it's the Omega Juicer line. It is pretty cool, but they're going to come in at about like $350 if you're going to get one that's, from what I've seen, that's worth anything. So, you know, your next step
up
is going to something like that.
The Omega one is the cheapest juicer that you can use that allows you to store your juice for about 72 hours or refrigerate it. All the other juicers, if you don't drink it, the enzymes die. So that's one of the reasons, the way it spins out and does it, that makes that like the next level up. And then, of course, the granddaddy, the Norwalker, Dallas and I have that machine also. But it's a tough machine just to want to do, you know. It's a big deal. Yeah.
And if you want, if anybody listening, if you want a quick how-to on juicing or see how effective it is, watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead with Joe Cross. You can get it on Netflix. Google it. He's got his own website. I think he uses one of the Rayville juicers, and you'll see what it can do. You hear us talking about it. I mean, we've all done it either in some flavor, some format, you know, throughout our time with DDP Yoga, but it's a great thing to get into and try.
Can you repeat that, Sparky? What is it?
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead with Joe Cross.
Okay, thank you.
And you're going to see some of the stuff that he was afflicted with, like he's got a skin condition that he was taking steroids and stuff for, overweight, bloating, the wheat belly and everything. A lot of the stuff that he did by going to juicing, took out dairy, took out gluten, took out the wheat, you'll see, you know, when people say that it removes those medical conditions, those ailments that they've had, you'll see him start to lose the weight, lose the wheat belly, and lose, you know, the skin condition, the afflictions he had. It's actually a really good documentary on juicing. So, and we're about hitting our hour. If anybody wants to throw in a last minute question here, you can do it in the chat. We're checking it out. Terry's there. Robert's there. I'm there. We're spotting it. Doug's there. Or you can give us a call, 347-994-1216, to get the DDP radio crew. So does anybody else have something they want to throw into the mix right now, any of you guys?
The only thing that I can think of is that we've got the every Wednesday when we put up the on Wednesday mornings, we put up the new video of the day, or the video of the week, so that's up there. Our new spotlight is up on the front page with Boomer. You can check out what he's doing. And there's something else, but be damned if I can remember what it was. But, you know.
Yeah, there's actually two things. I actually had a list. I'm going back to it to look at to see anything we wanted to talk about. As far as website stuff and updates, like Robert said, check the site. You're always going to want to check the Facebook stuff, DDP Yoga. Sign into the Twitter. We're trying to pump those up, get the messages out of what DDP Yoga can do for everybody. And we want to see what you could do with DDP Yoga. We want to hear your stories. Dallas sees your updates. He sees your picks. He's stopping in Team DDP Yoga. We've got like a full frontal multimedia extravaganza for you. Anywhere you want to get your information, it's going to be there. If you got feedback, hit any of us on Team DDP Yoga or post it up on Facebook. If you want to tweet me about anything, I'm YRG Regular Guy on Twitter. I've also got teamddpyoga@gmail.com if you want to hit me directly with any questions. So, Stacy, you got anything where people can hit you up if they got questions?
Well, aside from Team DDP Yoga, check out my Hungry for the Truth blog. You can reach me on that, and also on my YouTube channel where I'm posting cooking videos with Chef Bill. We're doing a lot of great gluten-free, dairy-free recipes.
Sweet. And I'd say I'd throw out there something for Doug. If you got anything you want to throw out, but for the most part, if Doug wants to, he finds you.
Yeah, that's and it's usually with a weapon in hand, so you know.
Exactly. So I mean, and to throw it out there, guys, I know you see a lot of the regular new stuff on Team DDP Yoga. There is a ton of information, a ton of old information. You know, we've got a lot of people, you can call them the veterans, literally and figuratively. Doug's a veteran of both DDP Yoga and the Armed Forces. We got a huge Armed Forces following in DDP Yoga. But a ton of content that's been out there for years from people who have been doing this for a long time. So take the time to look for it. If you can't find it, ask us. I also wanted to give a shout-out to DDP Yoga Warrior, who has changed his name and is making a resurgence on the site. And this is Rich Wilkinson, a really good guy. Who, if you look at his picks now, damn, you talk about a guy who embodies DDP Yoga throughout a few years of doing it. He's really applied it, and you can see what he's done with himself on his profile.
Well, it's not just that, Sparky, his whole family, the whole Wilkinson family, Kathy and Brett and Kaylee and stuff, all of them are doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, DDP yoga is a great workout for yourself, but once you realize what it can do for you from the workout and the diet, you can transform your family, you know, and you can really depend on natural health instead of, like, going to the doctor worrying about stuff.
Absolutely.
So the last thing I wanted to hit that I was going to try at the beginning was I saw some feedback, and, you know, I don't know how I feel about it, but, you know, people have been talking about welcomes. And, you know, if you know Doug, I mean, you should, because he pretty much welcomes everybody on the site. And maybe you can hit this when I throw it out there. But a couple of people are like, why all the canned welcomes? I don't like the welcomes. And you know, I'm going to call you out, because I'm going to say, if you say why the canned welcomes, I'm going to say you probably haven't welcomed anybody yet, and you should. Because DDP
yes.
yoga is all about paying it forward. And whether we're tasting something that we've given to somebody else, you know, we're actually physically going in there and looking at you, and you have to understand, you know, at some point, we might have come in and said, hey, Bobby, thanks for being here. Hey, Susie, thanks for being here. When we had 1,200 members.
Yeah.
We are approaching 8,000 members.
And right now, I just looked, 7,650 members.
Not just that one. We've gotten it just since the, especially the Arthur video, so what, over the past 4 months, you know?
Yes.
We've gone from 1,200 to this. So, you know, everybody here means well by that post, and it's not just a cut and paste because, you know, we're trying to rack up how many welcomes. We don't have an inside contest. There's not a welcome contest or any kind of shit like that. But,
and if there
but
was, I already won, so don't worry about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think I can, I can speak for us all, I think, when I say it, they might be, we all have our own welcomes, and maybe we cut and paste, but they're still heartfelt. And we do it because we care. And I remember when I joined, it meant so much to me to be welcomed. It kind of, you know, I was at a real low point, and I just really, those really kept me going. So I hope you guys will take them in the spirit that they're given.
Yeah,
it was even different when you guys joined, when Sparky and Stacy and everybody joined, because at that, I mean, Doug, I'm sure you remember at the point when we were at, you know, hundreds of members.
Yeah, you know, I started way back with the one before it even turned into Team YRG, Team DDP Yoga and stuff like that. And I want to have my comments on this one because, you know, everybody has a life. We all have jobs. We all have this other stuff. You know, I personally, one of my goals is to welcome everybody. There'll be times I miss 2 days and I'm 12 pages behind, but I go in and I welcome everybody. I take hours and hours of my time. So you can't, you know, designate to just to specific everybody. You just can't. You just can't do anymore. But, you know, it's the intention of going out there and at least saying something. Just like when DDP does his canned email, you know, he says, this is the only one you're going to get from me. And that's true. That's the same for me. If you get something else or a phone call, that's going to be something else. But just to make sure that these people get welcomed, and that's the biggest thing, too, exactly what Sparky said, that if you're sitting there bitching about something, then go start welcoming people yourself, you know?
Yeah. And to put it in some perspective for people, it's like when Doug talks about hours, even if we're just putting something in there, the rate is going. I remember before I took sort of a little hiatus to get my shit together here, I could go in, and one Saturday, I thought, oh, I'm going to spend about a half hour welcoming people. I was there for 3 hours doing welcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The thing is even if it's if you don't feel like it's personal IP, I think everybody who gets one gets it. And those people who get them feel good about it and respond to the people who have welcomed them. You know, and that's how some of the best relationships in DDP yoga are formed. You know, the guys who have welcomed me when I first got here are all on the phone with me right now. Okay, I'm close to all of them.
And you still won't stop talking to me.
and sometimes I make callbacks.
Yeah, I know.
But honestly, it's like, you know, when I got my first phone call from Doug, I was like, what the hell does this guy want? And you know what? He is one of my closest friends right now. And if I ever need anything, no matter where he is, in Germany, if he's in the States, if he's traveling, I can at least get a text, you know, a short chat or something with him, and he's always there. And that's, you know, there is always somebody going to be here if you make the connection, whether it's from, you know, a short canned email, they still made the effort to say, hey, I'm here for you if you need it. And then past that, it's your relationship to, like, you know, sort of plant the seed, water, and really build upon that. So you can get some really, really positive and long-lasting friendships and relationships from it. So don't shit on the welcomes. There's something really good in them.
Yeah, and, you know, while you were going through your little 20-minute rant, whatever that was, imagine
I thought you had time to call in.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening that time. Imagine what the site would look like if, or what the experience would be if all of us stopped doing that, if we never did that.
Oh, be totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a completely different thing. I think a lot of the community connection that we have would be lost.
It would, to me, it would be just another, you know, exercise DVD site, and we all know it's not.
Yeah.
And that's what sets, and Team DDP Yoga is sort of close it up, guys. Team DDP Yoga is what it's all about. Yeah, I mean, you go other places, yeah, there might be a forum or something else, but we, Dallas, you know, and with Robert's, you know, super technical expertise, has built an awesome community. And, you know, I've talked to a couple people this week that when Facebook started ramping up, they're like, what's going on Facebook? This is ours, you know. And there's a real sense of ownership and pride about being a part of Team DDP Yoga and helping other people. So you people who feel that and say that, you get it. So keep doing it. And, you know, we really appreciate it. I appreciate it because there's not time for, you know, Stacy, Robert, Dallas, Doug, Terry, Arthur, Yoga Doc, and all the other people who have taken the steps before you to sit there and help everybody. So, you know, it's really your turn, and we really appreciate it. Just take it seriously. You know your shit, and if you don't, ask somebody a question for help, and there will always be somebody there for you if you're there for somebody else.
So should we do a little group hug and then close out the show, or what?
Group hug, yeah.
Group, yeah. Everybody but me, go right ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we did it. That's it. If you guys have any closing remarks?
I want to welcome all the newcomers who are listening, you know. I'm going to get to you when I can, but I am sure glad that you're here. Thanks for listening.
Oh, actually, I do have something, too. Yeah, because Slim Gilliam texted me a little while ago. He is stuck at the studio and really wanted to be here tonight, so he wanted to tell everybody to have a good night and, you know, share some inspiration for him.
Absolutely, and Slim's right. In on that hug because he loves everybody, too. Slim's a really good guy, man.
Oh, yep. Yes.
All right, folks, for Robert, Stacy, Doug, Terry, DDP, who wasn't here tonight, but is always here in spirit because this is his deal. I am Sparky. I am glad to be back with you. It was a fantastic show. Kicked a lot of ass. And when the 10% comes to knocking, kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.